three-step close. Instead of the three-step setup, we have the three-step close. Whatever your wordage is, this might be a little corny to some people. I use my own, but you can use this. That was pretty exciting, amazing, awesome, crazy, right? That's my word. I just like using crazy. That was crazy, right? What did you like best, the money, the travel, or both? You have to go over both and give them options. Because if not, you'd be out of compliance. And then you misguide someone because they didn't know they can just do the representative. They didn't know they can separate it and do just the product, just become a member. So what did you like best, the money, the travel, or both? You can say all three. It's totally up to you. And again, I assumed the sale. I knew you would. Me too. That's why I had to put this in front of you. You just go with it. If they have any questions, introduce them to an expert. So many of us, when we get into this thing, we want to be the big shot. We want to be the big deal. We want to be the expert. Nah, they know you from the kid that had the lampshade on his head at the party last week. That's how they know you. They don't know you as being the expert in world ventures and travel. What do you know about travel? You were selling cell phones last week. You know what I'm saying? That's why you can invite them, because they trust you. They just don't respect you in this as of yet. So that's when you need to edify the person that you're showing. It can be a presentation. It can be someone that doesn't even have, they're not even qualified. It's just someone else that they don't know that you can edify, that can help you out as far as closing the deal, right? They might not even have to say anything. Just edify them. And again, you listen to understand, not with the intent to comprehend. Three things. Again, Chris Kent went over all this a little earlier. Three things they want to know. The reason why they say, oh, I need to think about it. Oh, I don't know if it's for me. They want to know, does it work? Have you been on a trip? Have you made the money? Oh, you have? Can I do it? And more importantly, will you help me do it? That's what bless you. That's what they want to know. The 5 points. This is my green side. This is really killing me because I'm not this green. But it's good information for you guys to have. Edify the person who invited them. Timing and placement, you can't go over that anymore. Did y'all know that? Yeah, you can't go over that. It's all about wordage if you are going to go over that. You can't tell someone like now, be like, yo, Frank, I'm going to lock you in. I'm going to put 1,000 people on your team. No, you can't say it like that. We used to all the time, didn't we, Chris? Chris still says that. But what you can say, I'm going to put you on the team, and because of how the binary works, you just might receive benefits from what I'm going to do and other people within the organization. It's completely different, even though I said the same thing. Quick 30-second testimony. Oh, my word. Oh. So many of us. Oh, it's my time to shine. Yeah. And I say this as nicely as possible. Not me. I'm nothing special. But you guys are very special to me. That means your time is special. And on top of that, you have a national marketing director. Forget about how much money he makes. But the man himself asks you to do a couple of things when you walk across the stage, and this is your time to shine. You have no idea. If you can't be disciplined over a few things, how in the hell are you going to get marketing director? How are you going to get RMD? That means you don't follow instructions. You don't follow direction. You don't follow leadership, leaders. That's huge. 30-second testimony. It doesn't always have to be about money when you give testimonies. It can be about the travel. You can have a little story about a little bit of income, because they're changing that as well, because they don't want us to be known as the stuff company. You can say that I got into this company and made me a better man or better woman, right? It may be a better listener, whatever it may be, but it's your testimony. 30 seconds is all you need. You just give them enough information to to make a decision. Ask three qualifying questions. Well, great, this is our system, and you have exactly what it takes to be great at this. Let's go ahead and get you started so we can put this in front of your friends, okay? So now y'all want to get straight to the objections. James, I don't have the money. As you go up in World Ventures, you understand we become professional problem solvers. That's what we are. We're professional problem solvers. So we're going to acknowledge that. So you telling me, what's your first name again? Darnell, you telling me you don't have the money, right? So you tell me that you don't have the money, right? I understand how you feel. I felt the same way because when I got started with this, I didn't have the money either. So I took a step out on faith because the reality was what you didn't see. Even though I owned daycares and rental properties and ran a six-car franchise, I was living check to check. You with me, right? You live in check to check as well? See, Darnell, he got 365 is nothing to him, so he can't act that role. But I need him to role play with me for a little bit. He's like, man, I got 365. You ain't saying nothing. I'm just saying. With me. So I acknowledge. Now I'm about to isolate, and I'm going to talk to him without avoiding friction or conflict. You ain't got 365? 365? I saw you in the club last week. That's friction. You can say a lot of things with a smile and just slow down and be soft about it. Look, Darnell, I get it. But when you was on the corner last week, man, is that going to help you better your life or just stimulate your mind or just blocking the pain? So what I need to know is this. If you're doing that for that, allow me to be a blessing in your life to where you never have to smoke it ever again. I acknowledge. I isolate it. But this is my thing. I want to do something because I have a little time, right? I have a lot of time. I like role playing. I'm big on role playing, especially with the people. Yes, you're going to be my first one. So we role play together because you're a leader, right? So you throw me something, I throw you something, right? All right. With what I just shared with you, so everyone can acknowledge, isolate without friction. Can you give me a mic and come on stage? Give her a round of applause, please. Director very close to MD, plus your MC for the weekend. You have, they're like, I can't wait for this. Now you got to stand over there, So you want me to go first or you want to shoot at me first?
You go first.
So you want me to ask you?
Mm-hmm.
You want me to give you my objection?
Oh, damn. Okay.
So you want me, so I go
first. I
got
to be the person with no friction then.
Yeah. You're the expert.
Bear with me.
I'm going to make this real simple and then I'm going to make it real life, okay? I need for you to listen to what I'm about to tell you and then I'm going to give you my objection and I want you to handle it. Cool? Okay. All right. In case you didn't know, I get up about 5:30 every morning, and my family sleep, my kids sleep. When I come home at night, same thing. So I'm not a husband or a father. Basically, my wife is a single parent because I'm never home. I make a lot of income with everything that we have going on. Not to boast, but it is what it is. Of course, you know that because you've been by the crib. It's ridiculous. I just want more out of life. I want to be there for my children. I want to be a husband. I want to be a father. I want to be a friend. I'm tired of missing things, even though my children, they're 12 and 1. My son's about to be a teenager, right? You got my story?
Mm-hmm.
All right. But I don't know if this is for me or not.
It's my turn. Okay. Well,
because I watched the presentation. Right. Yeah, right. I don't, you know what?
What was your name? Are you still James?
Yeah, I'm still. I mean,
okay.
Yes. Yes, I'm still James. Oh,
well, first off, James, I want to thank you for sharing that with me. And I also want to commend you for being a man and doing what you need to do to take care of your family. I can't say that I completely understand what you're going through because I don't have children. I'm not married. But I did wake up every morning at 5 o'clock to be at work at 6 to work 12-hour days, and that was just my life and my struggle. This is something that can give you the opportunity to take your life back with your children and your wife, because right now your family are working those days with you, and they're not really getting the time and attention and the memories with you. That's where I would go. That's where I would stop.
No, so you're done right there?
Yeah, I'm done.
You're not going to ask me, am I ready to get started?
I was, okay.
Yeah.
Let's figure out.
I'm tracking. Yeah, I'm with you. Because I want y'all, this is real. I just want y'all to see it.
Okay.
All right.
So this is something that can help you be able to take the time back with your family, take the time back with your wife, and also still make the income to provide for them. So you ready to get started?
Well, not quite, but. Because you said I can make the income, so is this, I mean, you know how much money I make?
I do not.
It's ridiculous.
Is it $1.9 million?
Yeah, one of my companies is worth that.
Shit, I want in.
Yeah, yeah, so, you know, just my payroll in one of my centers is $40,000 a month. So, I don't know.
I can completely understand that. I have not made that money, so.
I'm a pauser. I stumped her a little. I'm a pauser, and the reason being because she brought up money. I didn't bring up money. You just opened up everything with Pandora's box.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, and I'm glad you did that, because that's real. That's what we do, right? Yeah, I mean, we all do this, right? Somebody may say something, the next thing you know, we stop listening, and we want to become the salesperson. The only thing she had to do was keep hitting me right here, and she was doing a great job, and then she went, so when she said money, I'm like, oh, there we go. Bad. Nah, you missed me. I'm okay. A millionaire before War Ventures. What you need?
What you need? Time.
You see, there you go.
Time.
So, yeah, you're right. I don't have a time. It looks like it takes a lot of time to do this. I don't have that much time. And I work very hard to be permanently lazy. Is there any way I can do that with this?
Well, actually, yeah, that's a really great question. Based on the way this is built, you actually leverage your time and other people's time so that you don't have to put in 100 hours to make, is that wrong?
No, keep going.
to make what you make now. So here, you know, you get 1% of 100 people as opposed to 100% of yourself.
Give her a round of applause. Look at you, girl. This might be all right. You know what I mean? All right. So I just want you to get that scenario, so throw any objection at me. This is a thing. I'm going to throw y'all an extra nugget. You know what the best thing is out of World Ventures? Takeaway. I'm about to show you if you give me the wrong objection. I can take it away. A lot of people, we act as if we need people. Chris said about 5 times already. I just missed it. Shh. We don't need you. Some will, some won't. So what? Next. I don't. Anyway, go ahead.
All right, well.
Any objection? Don't matter.
That was lit. You know I got the income. I could drop platinum right now. But the issue is I don't really have the time, and I'm also not the type of person you are. I can't get up in the air and do that. I can't do what you do.
I understand how you feel. Were you serious when you told me that you really wanted to get that back?
My ability that I never had?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
So this is... 'Cause this is the thing. You noticed that it wasn't me who got up? You know, so I was able to leverage someone else to do the presentation for you. What did I do the whole time I was here?
You just sat down with me.
I sat beside you, right? And we laughed at this guy's corny-ass jokes. We made fun of his shoes. But more importantly, we talked about where we were wanting to go and where we are going. You with me?
Oh, yeah. I guess. You the wrong person. I'm in. I'm in. So, sign me up.
Do me a favor. How much time do we have? Okay. Cool. Let's have fun with this. Since you're up here mm-hmm. and you're my friend.
Okay.
Throw me objections.
I don't travel a lot.
Me either.
I can't say that.
Me either, but what I found out about this company, because it's much more than a trip than what you saw. I saw the lifestyle side of this company, because you can't tell me you don't go out, because I saw you at a Burger King just the other day. You can't tell me you don't shop, because I saw you getting ready to buy your mom something online. Let's wrap around our arms around this thing and have fun with it. It's a lifestyle club, not a travel club. You ready to get started? Now, check this out. I wouldn't talk to anyone, but she came at me like as if she's a red, so I'm going to talk to her as if she's a red.
No.
You with me? So if you come at me like that, I got to give it to you.
I like it. I really do. I just got to think about it.
I understand. I'm with you. What do you have to think about? The money, the truck? Huh?
The objection is I got to think about
yes,
it.
Yes, thank you.
I got
you. Yeah, she interpreted.
I got you.
So what is it that you had to think about? I get it. I completely understand. What is it that you have to think about, the money, the travel, or both? To make it, so you in on the travel, right? So you're on the travel side, you want to do the gold or the platinum? You catch what I'm doing? I don't care if you get a representative or not. So I'm going to lock him in on whatever he's going to get. Go ahead and fill out that platinum for me. Come on. Slide on there. I got lost track. What was your objection again? You got to think about it. This is about the money, right? So you don't have the $110 to create your own business? Is that the issue? Because you already said you're ready to get the platinum.
Nah, I got the money. I just got bills.
I understand. That's not going to stop. And I'm with you because we all have bills. But my thing is having your extra stream of income to bring in to take care of those bills. What's the one bill that you wish you can get rid of right now? Give me one. Your mortgage. So you've been working your job for how long? How's that looking at working out for you as of right now? So allow us to tag up together, put me to work. Unlike you, this is what I do for a living. I don't play with this. As you know, I have a family, I have a wife, I have a lot of responsibilities. So if I'm willing to take time away from them to pour into you, are you serious about what you just said or are you just giving me ear candy? You ready to get started?
Welcome, Cherry, to the team.
I'm a work from the back, and I'm going to come up, okay? So, because she's standing up, yes.
Oh, my God.
She's like, oh, yeah.
Just got into the police academy. I'm slammed with work. Gotcha. And I don't have time.
I got you.
I don't have time.
You know, I understand exactly how you feel. I had a partner of mine. He didn't go to police academy, but he was going to Afghanistan. And what he did was he trusted in me because this is what I told him. Because of how the binary works, and by him getting in the position in which he's about to buy into, he's going to benefit 100% of my efforts. So with that being said, you know me. You don't know anybody else in this room, but you know me. You know my work ethic is ridiculous. Winning is the only option. But you told me you was willing to fight for your family, right? You ready to get started? my man next to him. And then I'm going to come back. I haven't forgot about you all, I promise.
Yo, I don't do scams, bro. And everything
No. Hold, shh. You have $400,000 in your account and you don't do scams?
Yeah. Everything
internet-based
is a scam.
They told me, I get it. I completely understand. I was the exact same way. I just didn't have the knowledge because I assumed that everything on the internet was a scam. And what I realized was I was being scammed at my job because if my name wasn't on top in the lights, they were scamming me of my time, telling me a myth that if I work here for 40 hours a week, They're going to pay me for what I'm worth. I'm worth more than $17 an hour. So with that being said, and you trust me, right? I'm your man, 100 grand, right? You know good and damn well I'm not going to do anything to jeopardize my family. You ready to get started? I'm gonna come over here, and I got it, because I've been over here for too long. In the back. Because you had a question earlier. I got you, man. Congratulations. Next. That's a takeaway, ma'am, by the way. She didn't know what a takeaway was. Yes, sir. I got a question for you. Hey, I understand that completely. Honestly, completely. Because he was real cool the way he said it, because you see I'm smiling and laughing a lot. Get him. So you in a relationship, right? So you mean to tell me that you don't hop in the first thing that you see? And you talking to the wrong person.
Bars.
Let's do two more. We're gonna wrap up. Oh, you couldn't hear me. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said wrap up. Yeah, y'all didn't hear that part. Y'all don't need to hear it. No way. It's all good. It was just for them. Yes, ma'am. Hirsch. Honestly, I have all the confidence in the world. I got a question for you. You have a cell phone? You have people that love you? Can we reach out to them? I'm not shy whatsoever. So you ready to get started? I want y'all to look at my facial expressions, the whole shebang. He said, I'm shy. No, that's the answer that I would tell him.
She's cute.
Yes, in the back. Now I got to go to the left. Hold up. I'm making my rounds. Yes, ma'am. I understand how you feel. I've been a part of Navy Fair for 24 years. I understand. But in regards to the packages that we get with Navy Fed, even with our military discount, it's not even close. Because what I found out was they give us things and they're leveraging other people. They're leveraging you and I. They are. So by me going through World Ventures, I don't have to pay the bank, because the only how I can get those benefits is they cutting a percentage off my money. So that's how I'm able to get the discounts through Navy Fed. They're cutting it. If I wasn't a member of Navy Fed, I wouldn't get the member discounts that I can never get rid of unless I take all my money out. And how about checking my savings work? It ain't gonna happen. Yes, sir. Hat. You trust me, right? I get it, because I was the exact same way. I needed to do research, but I didn't have time to go home and get on Google, because I seen my son just last week on Google blogging about somebody or about another company. So, and I saw someone take his advice, and he's 13. True story. He was 13 blogging about Walmart. Because they hurt his feelings. Because he wanted to act like he was older and he was 13, and he treated him some type of way. So I get it. I'm your expert. I've been doing this for a little bit, going on 7 years. I've been on all the dream trips. The money is real. As you know, you've seen the 650, you've seen the X5, you've seen the X4, and you've seen the Porsche Panamera that's in my garage. So you ready to get started? Frank, you had your arm up forever. My fault. Yes, sir. I understand. And I appreciate you being honest, but you never did it with me. I appreciate you being honest. You've never done this with me. Let's give this one more shot. Because I never want you to go through life saying, what if? The pause is on purpose, by the way. I want it to sink in. Are you ready to get started with me? We're eventually just our vehicle, so don't look at the name. You look at me. Let's get it. Yes, ma'am. You're going to have to repeat this one.
Basically, I don't want to make you money.
I have a question for you. And I mean, no disrespect, because I understand it completely. This is what I found out. I was tired of being a 21st century slave for other people. They told me not to be a slave in 2016, but we're still slaves. What are we going to do to break the mold? That's how I talk to people. Like, I don't give a what color they are. What are we going to do to break the mold? You told me that you want more for your children, you want better for your children, you want better for whomever. But you're still using the same excuse as we did when we had a poverty mindset. That day is over. We ain't broke no more. Yeah. You ready to get started?
He said your mind broke.
Yes, ma'am. I ain't gonna ask you no way. Your fancy self. You remember what you told me when we was I'm playing. You remember what you told me when we had that conversation when you was waiting on me? You said you was tired of being a server because you just total disrespected when you were at work and you wasn't getting your just dues. This is the way that we can do it. You ain't got to trust me. We can do it here at Applebee's all day long. I get it because I have a background. I used to be bad. I get it. I wouldn't trust me either. But you've been praying for something. He just used me as a vessel to help you get there. You ready to get started? What I said was, he just, you've been praying for something. He just used me as the vessel to help you get there. Are you ready to get started? All right. My man, yeah, you in the back. I got you, blue shirt. So what's your objection? So I got a bunch of stuff. I'm in World Ventures right now, and I have a bunch of stuff. That's what you're saying, right? So I'm in World Ventures right now. Your objection is you have too much stuff. And I might convince you of the stuff that I have. I'm so confused. Hold on. You can't use here. You got to make up your own. That was something totally different. Go ahead. I ain't tell you about no car. We role playing. I'm sorry, because I was like, what the hell? I'm sorry. Okay, we role playing. I'm with you. I'm back. Pineapples. Shh. Go ahead. Oh, I have to pan a mirror before you. You think I ain't gonna have it when you leave? Don't get it twisted. You told me something because you talked about law of attraction. You told me something. I thought about it before I even presented it to you. I care enough about you to bring you along. Don't get it confused. I care enough about you to leave your ass exactly where you are. My question to you is, are you ready to get started, have a better life? Forget about the stuff. I was just tired of in my Nissan because it blew up with Troy Brown in the car with me. True story. So I was tired of just driving those Nissans. You ready to get started? Man, me too, before it blew up. In the back. Which one? Oh, I'll be back to you all. She got two hands up. She's excited. 15 years in a joint? Man, I'm with you. Hold up. They say don't judge a book by its cover. I was in Fort Leavenworth. You know where that is? Google that. It ain't for the faint of heart. I was tired of that situation. I knew what it felt when I was in prison. Just like you know how it feels like to be in prison, not by your mind, but your body as well as your pockets.
Yo.
How long are we going to be locked up because people put something on us? I'm tired of having shackles on my feet. You can't walk right now because you're still carrying them. Use that, what you feel right now, because you have $20. You still have 6 friends. I don't want you because you have 1,000 people. You have 6 real friends because they came and visited you while you was locked up. Let's get in front of them right now. Are they here in Boston? Where am I at? Boston, right? We're here in, I almost said Baltimore. I'm tripping. I didn't say it, though. Pineapples. Are they here in Boston or are they on the outskirts? Your closest friend that came and visited you last week, where's she at? Call her up. Let's go get it. I'm a problem solver. And my story can relate to anybody's. One more after this. I got you. Damn. Oh, okay. So you're 18 and you got to ask your parents. Right?
You're Hispanic.
Am I tripping? I say something wrong? I'm sorry.
They said you're Hispanic. That's part of their culture.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said I'm charismatic. Am I? I really didn't know what she was. It's not funny, but it's hilarious. Anyway, I get it. Because we need to go do, because you need to go talk to your parents. That messes me up. Because you need to go talk to your parents, let's go do it together. Because she know you as an 18-year-old, her son. You talking about your moms, right? Or you just, your parents?
Both of them.
I get it. Because you're the son, they're going to look after you. Let's do it together. Let's just go show them. Because I was the same way with my son. He came to me about something crazy. But because I loved and respected him, I'm going to back him. I'm not going to be the first person in his life to tell him no. When he's want to fight for something. And when I get in front of the parents, I'm going to tell them the same thing. It's up to them for what they
want
to do. But I want them to say it in front of their child. Guys. One more.
Can you say that to my mom?
All right. Okay. She been back here with 2 hands like she just jumped off the horse in the Olympics. Go ahead.
So I don't make decisions, you know, immediately. But I want to expand in the Asian market. I would like to open it up Vietnam. Can you, I want to talk to the
is that an objection? Because you mentioned James Lee. How you know James Lee and you're not in World Ventures? So your objection, someone gave you an objection talking about they need to talk to James Lee. How do they know about James Lee? But he's not in. Okay. He lives here in Boston. Okay. What part of Boston?
Dorchester.
I didn't hear you because they were talking rude. Huh? Outskirts about. Like I know that is. I don't know. Oh, is it a nice area? It's all right. But I'm going somewhere with this. Man, it does matter. Because if you talk about you need to expand your area before you even get in, let's go ahead and take over the area in which you're in. Unless the people that you're around in your area, it's a bad area and it's drug infested, this, that, and the other. I get that. But even them need saving. So before we get to James Lee's status, let's take care of someone in your backyard if you're serious about making a change in your life. You ready to get started? Man, y'all gotta give me time. Boston, I appreciate you.